And this time on Culture File, the nature writing of Mary Oliver. What many people know of the poet and writer may well be a few lines of Insta inspo, more of which later. But in Oliver's work lies much more that may get steamrolled over by a few overloved lines, as Paddy Woodworth explains as he takes a walk by the Avonbeg River in County Wicklow.
The river is angry here in Glenmalure today, in full spate after torrential rain. The birds aren't singing this morning. Nature is not always calming and tranquil, and good poets explore its more difficult moods. But good poets can sometimes become too popular for their own good. Mary Oliver's work is so well loved that it keeps cropping up on countless mugs, T-shirts and greeting cards. You've probably seen these lines of hers and some others more than once. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Now, these are not bad lines. On the contrary, they are powerful and evocative, if perhaps just a little too cozy when out of context. But they are certainly not good enough to bear as much repetition as the Sermon on the Mount. Very few lines are. More importantly, they are not Oliver's best lines. They do not quite take us to her core zone, where our experience of the natural world is alternatively, or even at once, deeply restorative and existentially lacerating. Like Annie Dillard, whose work I looked at in a recent Culture File, Oliver finds intense sensual and spiritual pleasure in her daily and nightly, she's a great noctambulist, in her daily immersion in nature's dramas, agonies, and ecstasies. And like Dillard, she confronts, again and again, their hard, essential mystery. The very plenitude of freshness that lifts our hearts in a forest is dependent on a ceaseless cycle of destruction as well as creation. Life springs from death. Life needs death. Everything eats something else. Tender beauty and violence, sometimes excruciating violence, are entwined in an intimate, eternal dance. This is the condition of all our lives in this world when we see it clearly. When we lift the green mantle and peer under the leaves, a delicately patterned spider in its exquisite web may be eating an equally beautifully made cricket, eating it alive and very slowly. So, do we recall in squeamish disgust, or do we celebrate the whole damned shebang for what it is, our one and only awe-inspiring home? Time and again, Oliver, like Dillard, boldly embraces celebration. But they differ. Dillard tends to reach for science as well as aesthetics to steady her at such difficult moments. Oliver usually relies with great courage on the power of imagination alone to sustain her. When the ground dissolves beneath her, she floats. As she tells us in a set of daring, if uneven, essays titled Upstream, published 4 years ago, the outdoors is her real home. It is more her home even than the houses she shared with such patent domestic happiness with her lifelong lover, the photographer Molly Malone Cook. Through these woods I have walked thousands of times, she writes. For many years, I have felt more at home here than anywhere else. Stepping out into the world, into the grass, onto the path, that was always a kind of relief. But she quickly corrects any misapprehension. I was not escaping anything. I was returning to the arena of delight. Reading these essays alongside her selected poems is a nourishing joy. Again and again, passages in prose illuminate some feature of her spare, forceful verse. So we encounter the same hosts of wild flowers and wild creatures, but set in a different literary framework. Her prose contains lines as telling as any in her poetry. In The Silent Blue Afternoons of the Northern Winter, the whole world smells like water in an iron cup. And as spring days lengthen, the afternoon becomes a wider room in which to roam. Her account of cleaning a codfish equals her exceptional poetic recollection of the first fish she ever caught. She has an exemplary capacity to capture unexpected beauty by paying unblinking attention, even as she wields a knife through entrails that might well turn another person's stomach. I scoop the ship of its body to a smooth emptiness, she writes. The many shapes and shades of pink are astounding. The heart, the frillery and drapery of the lungs, the swim bladder, the large liver. Oliver does not try to explain away the agonies of our universe, which she explores with such avid delight from mud to stars. Instead, as she writes in that poem on her first caught fish, out of pain and pain and more pain, we feed this feverish plot. We are nourished, she concludes, by the mystery.
Paddy Woodworth there on the nature writing of Mary Oliver. And don't forget, if you'd like to hear more of Paddy's selection of essential nature writing, you can find them on the Lyric site or via the Naturalist Bookshelf playlist on Spotify and SoundCloud.